cold, faraway world. A battle is raging between evil and good. From the stars, they came here to Earth. Caught in their struggle through the whole universe. Robotic warriors.
The Scepter here. Welcome to Transformers for your listening pleasure. TFYLP for short. Join us and discuss the latest in Transformers fandom. And now, without further ado, here is Weird Wolf. Now, where did I put that chorus stop? Ratchet, can you take the chorus stop?
TFYLP is sponsored by CapturedPrey.com. Great toys, great prices, great service. Visit www.CapturedPrey.com for all your import, Transformers, and third-party figure needs. And save even more through the Captured Prey Loyalty Program. CapturedPrey.com. Mega Toy Fan. Look for Mega Toy Fan at popular toy conventions like BotCon and TFCon, as well as on Facebook at facebook.com/mega.toyfan.
Hey, guess what? It's TFYLP episode 129. Started it without anyone else knowing, so we just go right into it. Tonight, I have with me Plasticon.
Hey, how's it going, guys? It's only been
a week. Tobias, who hasn't been with us forever.
Yeah. It's been a while. A month?
It's because you've been hiding over there, right?
Yeah, I've been hiding.
It's Sweden. Where's he going to hide?
I don't know, but I can't reach him anywhere, so it doesn't really matter. We have this weird guy, Sideburn 2?
Sidecutter? Sideburn?
Yeah, Side something?
I believe
this
that's
weird guy.
Side Dish?
yeah, Side Dish 2. There we go.
Yeah, I came back from the dead.
I fell off the place of the earth in the blah. Yeah, there you go. All right, and then we got Headmaster Don.
Hey, buddy.
And, of course, you have me, Megamus, running the show tonight because, you know, everyone else is afraid to. They were afraid to hit the button. But, you know,
I'll hit the button.
You can ask Mrs. Megamus. I hit the button.
All right.
There we go. You all were worried about the R rating? Done. We don't have to worry about that. It's out of the way, okay? Tonight we're going to talk about third party, fourth party, second coming of Christ, whatever. Whatever we decide, okay? That's what we're going to do. Tonight's going to be really laid back and just, you know, give us something. Give us some questions, you know? Questions would be nice. You know, what would you like to see Sideburn 2 in? You know, would you like to see Miss Speedo? Whatever, you know? It's okay. We don't judge. We just go with it. So, with that in mind, Sideburn 2, Speedo, no Speedo, would you? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, good enough. Well, now you're talking, get to talking. What have you been doing all this time? You've been gone.
You know, there was just a few topics that I didn't feel strongly about, so I sat them out so that someone else could have a chance to be on. And then TFCon, and I was unfortunate enough – didn't get to go. That sucked. Maybe next year. And so I had to get on at some point, so I chose today.
And I got you. Here I am. That was the political way of saying I'm too lazy and cheap, but I got you. That'll work. Alrighty. Let's go with Tobias, the other how would you say that? MIA. Missing in action?
Yeah.
What have you been doing? What have you been up to?
I've been working a lot.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. So, thankfully, that's over now. No more working the weekends.
Oh, you got fired?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank God I got fired from that place.
Yeah.
Thank God, yeah, job's been taking all my time.
Oh, God, now I can spend all my time with my toys.
Well, like, yeah.
And that's not creepy at all.
Yeah.
What? I love him.
No, I agree. All right. So, Hey, Master Don, what about you? What do you got to say?
Well, it's an interesting time. We're going into the fourth quarter. A lot of interesting third-party toys coming out. A lot has recently come out. And we figured we'd talk about what's recently come out or been announced. And there's some surprises out there, especially if you went to TFCon.
Yeah, we went to there. We saw a few things, one or two.
Now,
if you had to pick one thing that's coming out that you just really want to talk about, because that's all your time you're going to get, what one thing do you think? Oh, go with it. What do you think?
Okay, the biggest reveal for me, I saw a lot of stuff that I knew was already coming, but it was nice to see it in color or closer to a finished production model, like the DX9 evasion armor kit from Prime. Just put him into Genera. I saw that. But the thing that I took away from TFCon would be the Monstructor / Dino King mold that's going to be coming out next year.
Absolutely.
There were no pictures were allowed. There may be some out there that I've not seen that were snuck out. Hopefully no pictures were taken because they did ask for no pictures. But it looks very good. And they did say that we will be getting Dino King first. So for those people like myself who don't, and even though I was collecting a lot when I was younger, before a lot of folks was collecting, you know, this was the mid-90s is when I started collecting in 84 when the toys line came out, because I'm old. But in 94, 95, 96, the stuff from Victory was still everywhere in Japan, and you could pick it up relatively cheap. Except for Dino King, because the gift set was just very hard to find, as was the individual figures. But when this Dino King comes out, you'll be able to get one probably for a little cheaper than what a current one would run. Mega Machine, you probably know more about the pricing of the Dino King, the classic Dino Kings versus, you know, other stuff of the era right now. But
well, I mean, can I say a shit ton? Can I say that?
Yeah.
If not, I can't say shit ton. I just say a lot.
Yeah.
Metric shit ton.
Yeah. There you go. There's probably not many. There's probably not many gift sets or individually boxed figures outside of Dino King, Lyo Kaiser, Big Power. That would bring that kind of money they bring.
So, well, yes and no. You know, Battle Gaia, Guard City, the ones that, you know, a little more obscure. They're going to bring in the big money too, but you're correct. As far as the gift sets, yeah, you're up there in the top, definitely in the top five.
Yeah, and probably getting one loose and trying to complete it would be an absolute god-awful nightmare.
I would say a nightmare, absolutely.
Yeah, so getting a third-party version, even and we brought this up in private conversation elsewhere, but even though it's not the –
That would be the bathroom.
Matt and I had a long discussion on this the other day. Even though it's not the Dino King that made by Takara, if it's a representation that you like and it can afford it and you're happy to have the character represented, even if at the bottom does not say Takara Japan, then go for it. You know, that's kind of why I'm sort of sad the BTS Overlord was canceled. It was a huge figure. It would have been about $350 to $400. But for a lot of people, that would have been the only way to get an Overlord represented in their collection. And what the hell is that?
And here we see the brand new. This is, you know, I know they said no pictures, but this has to be the new third-party Monstructor they have coming out. I mean, just look at the beautiful aesthetics on it, the nice lime color green, baby blue. This is the epitome of the new, you know, limited articulation throwback.
This is the current generation's G2 Thundercracker, UK G2 Thunder. This is their Thundercracker.
All righty. Just to set the story straight, I just thought this was funny. This is actually the old oversized knockoff that they made. So that's not it. To be precise, no, I could not find any pictures of said third-party Monstructor. So evidently them asking for no pictures did very well.
Right. So, but did you check the iCloud? I mean,
I'm not connected to the cloud, sorry.
It might be right there next to, you know, Jennifer Lawrence and everyone else.
Honestly, at this point, I'd really see Jennifer Lawrence, but that's beside the point.
Anyway, so that's something to definitely keep a lookout for, especially if you need a Monstructor or a Dino King. But even Monstructor is not cheap nowadays.
No.
And with the GPS problem, there's that too.
It's getting worse.
The GPS problem is part of what makes them more expensive.
That's very true. By the way, the one that you showed, Brett, technically
there's two different oversized
ones that are out there. There's one
that we discussed.
Yeah, there's one in different colors, but it's slightly smaller. Like
right. That's what I took away from it.
There you go.
Centimeters.
This one. There's the other one that I know of.
Man, yeah, that's uglier and uglier.
It is uglier. It is.
That's the one that I've actually acquired twice. And believe me, it's not easy getting a hold of one.
Well, you want a cookie?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I
got a hold of it twice, and I have recolored one as Dino King and one as Monstructor because
I'm buying the real thing.
Well, actually, I have Monstructor. I just need to get the rest of his combining bits and a couple other of his shells. But Dino King, there's no way. I mean, I don't even think I'd ever see one. I've rarely ever seen one at all.
So. You know what? I very rarely ever see one. Okay, I just saw one. So, you're right.
Such a smart ass. His entire room is like the holy grail of most people's collections, so...
I wouldn't say that. Just of Transformers.
I think I've got a few that he probably doesn't have.
That's true.
I bet Massey does.
Yeah. How is Massey?
Massey, you know, I picture him as being a hoarder. Like he just, you know, hoards them all. Yeah. That's what I'm guessing. I'm betting Massey lets you play with his toys.
In his mind, that's probably not far from the truth.
Yeah, see, there you go.
probably the two rarest pieces I've got, three rarest pieces. Arcfire Convoy, G1 Arcfire, Grand Maximus. Yeah, as far as my...
You got two out of three I don't have. I got a Grand Max. Arcfire, I have not been able to get one. I can't find one to the price that I'm willing to pay.
Well, I got mine from Hydra, you know Hydra. Everyone knows Hydra in the Phantom.
You got it back in the day, though, where you didn't have to pay an arm and leg, right?
I got it about 4 years ago. And I got a pretty good price on it, too. What about you two guys? Y'all were there at TFCon, too. What did y'all take away from a third-party standpoint?
I'm in love with the Utopia.
Yeah.
That thing is unbelievable. You don't know. I mean, pictures really don't show exactly what that thing is capable of doing. It's got this crazy gimmick that's in the large cannons that you put in his hands. Cockpit portion flips open. It literally looks like you could put a Diaclone driver in there. It's very, very small.
This is just insane.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that people don't know about this toy. This toy, when I picked it up and held it and messed around with it,
fondled
it didn't do one of those things where, you know, when you guys sometimes pick up your third-party combiners, you're afraid maybe a limb might buckle or something like that. There was none of that. It was solid, like rock solid when I picked it up. It did not, like, lose any posing or anything.
Jason picked it up. He picked it up and he kind of disappeared, went into a little dark corner for a little bit and came back and was very happy.
It's not really heavy, but it does feel sturdy.
Yeah, it's got it's got enough heft that it's going to stand just fine on the shelves.
He's getting a little overclamped thinking about it.
I know, right? I mean, it's got the heft to actually sit on the shelf.
Bring back so much memories. Oh, my God. I miss him so.
I'll be right back.
Well, now, if y'all don't mind, this is just a brief plug, but over at RFC, there's a video of me with the Utopia.
And what were you doing?
I was trying to figure out. I was trying to figure out a few things. I was also saying, like, if I set this down, I didn't want to let it go. It was just such a nice figure.
Actually, what you said was, if I set this down, Jason's going to violate it. I better not set it down. I better just hold on to it. He's got that look in his eye.
Yep. But, you know,
CityBots.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you know, just.
I wish he'd been at the show for purchase, but he from what I understand, talking to the Make Toys representative, they are on the boat on the way to the U.S. to resellers, so they should be here soon.
Yeah, because Baby Bad Toys Store is saying November 2014.
Hmm.
So, this thing looks awesome.
It does, and a lot of people ask me why I'm getting that instead of the Generations. Well, one. I have seen the Generation Metroplex in stores one time. One Metroplex, one time, one Toys R Us Spider-Wired. I don't know why it was Spider-Wired, but it was.
Do I need to go over my Generations Metroplex story again?
I have a story for you.
Very simple. Very simple. Bought it. Had it for a day. It sucks. I took it back to the store. Done.
Oh, we lost, I hate that toy. So my story is, I traded an Encore Fort Max to Plasticon for it and a bunch of other figures, and I really wish I would have kept the Fort Max. The Fort Max was awesome.
Well, now the good thing is, I mean, the Fort Max has actually gone clearance in a few places.
Yeah.
And some of the places have free shipping, so you can get it back without it.
And Plasticon got to make a really cool custom out of it. And, so, I'll get another one eventually. I'm not hurting, so.
Yeah, it always comes around. Always comes around.
Any.
Well,
Massey!
And there's a difference in price as well.
Yeah. Yes. But I'll be honest, even though there is a significant jump in price, when I think of Metroplex needing an upgrade, the Make Toys looks like it's actually Metroplex with a new, more modern body. The Generations 1, it feels too playset-ish. And I guess really for Cyberverse figures it is. But it just really does not. And the thing of it is, all that pure plastic, white plastic on the torso, you know, even the stickers don't help that much on the Generations model. I mean, if I was going to get the Metroplex, it would have been the Takara one. Just because of, you know, paint and other details. But if I'm going to spend $200 for that, and I still wouldn't be happy with it looking like a playset, you know.
Yeah.
True. Sure.
You're my good boy. You're my good boy.
Well, somebody I know owns my Metroplex now.
Claws. Thank you.
What's that?
Somebody I know owns my Metroplex now.
Yeah, I told the story.
Yeah.
On how I really want to get another Fort Max, because Fort Max is so much cooler.
Well, I mean, with Inquisitor? No, that's not the right term. Infiltrator.
Infinitor.
Yeah, with that coming out, you could get a smaller version and save some space and still have a Fort Fort Max.
I don't know.
It's not the same.
I like the big one. I put all my crayons on it. It was just awesome.
Why are you defacing your
Fort? And that's what she said.
Why are you defacing your crayons?
It's not defacing. It's just awesome mixed with awesome. It just makes super awesome, man.
Making it look ugly. Don't knock off Mama Nye King. My Galvatron, not yours.
No, I think it's his. I think we've already established that one.
Don't you know chain of custody. You have.
All right. So, Tobias, what do you think? What do you think about all this since you couldn't make it to TFCon? Just from what the pictures and everything that you saw and our wonderful review that we did of it, because I know you watched that, and that's where you got the bulk of your information from. What are your thoughts?
Well, there's a lot of cool stuff, and I'm really jealous, and sorry I couldn't be there.
That's begin, okay. I'm jealous of how tall you are, so we all get over it.
But what I'm really interested in is Fans Project's The Lost ExoRealm series. I got the first one, what it's called. And did you get that? Yeah, you did.
I did. I think I find it.
Cubrar. Yeah, that's it.
Has anyone opened one of these? And I'm going to ask the viewers out there. Has anyone opened one of these? Because here's what I want to know. What the hell is that rattling in the back?
That's T-Core or whatever his name is.
Well, the little guy's over here, isn't he? I thought he was right here.
Yeah.
But what my biggest question is I'm hoping everyone else makes this noise. If not, I'm going to be pissed.
Well, but anyway. I know Diecast has opened his up on the show, and there was nothing wrong with his.
Yeah, but did his make that noise? Did his go like this?
I think he said something was rattling around, but I want to say it was the instruction manual, the comic, and all the stuff. You just heard the bags flying around in there.
If you go with the first one they did, listen.
Well,
basically nothing.
Well,
styrofoam.
Well, see, that's just it. On Kubar, it's a plastic tray.
Well, and that's my question. Why would they go to that?
Probably cheaper.
It is cheaper, but that's – I mean, I'm sorry, but I'm a little nostalgic. I like the throwbacks to the styrofoam. I like the – let me see if I can find something else. I mean, all the throwback stuff that they did. And
consistency.
Yeah, exactly. Why wouldn't they all look the same?
Well, you know what they say, consistency is victory.
Exactly. I mean, let me get this thing out here. But – that was one of the things that I really, really liked about this.
Yeah.
You know?
I liked
it's a throwback to G2. Yeah. That's what made it so awesome.
Well, it could have been there was an increase in production costs, and the easiest way to offset it was dropping the styrofoam for the plastic.
Are we keeping you up? What happened to your big bucket of coffee?
It's past the old man's nap time, don't you know?
After working all day, I went to a very exciting showing of Big Hero 6, and I got home and just really haven't had a chance to slow down, so I'm hyper/tired, so it's okay. It's all right.
It's because he took a nap.
Whatever, you're getting old. It's all good.
It's not like we have a show to do or anything.
Hold on, we're doing a show?
Huh? I'm just talking. I was just talking out loud. Talk amongst yourselves.
So what I was about to ask was, how do you find that toy? But since you haven't opened it.
Well, he found it by looking.
You're right.
There.
Wait a minute. You know what I think? It's noisy. That's what I think of it right now. It's noisy.
Toy.
No styrofoam. That's it. I don't understand why they cheaped out. Cheaped out.
Well, no, I think it was probably a cost cutting measure. I don't have one, but I don't think it'd be a problem. But I've been saying for years I would like to see Funpub drop the cut foam. I mean, if it'll make a significant difference in the sets for BotCon, I've said just give us the figures in like a plastic. If a plastic tray is cheaper than the cut foam.
Well, or let me ask you this. What if they said that we're going to drop the box price altogether and just go with the bag set, which is generally what? Well, on the retail, they're, what, $150 cheaper?
Give or take. But, but if they actually if they did that, then maybe made a few boxes that you could buy just as an add-on piece, that might be kind of nice. I'm just thinking, maybe not.
If you really want to open up a bag of worms there, or a can of worms, why do we need 14 different toys? Why not narrow the toys down, and that way we don't have to spend as much?
Economies,
because that's where they make money, and that's how the thing flows. And yeah. So,
anyway, that,
good
that,
and bad.
That's for another show.
It is. But that's the whole idea. And you know, we're kind of getting into this realm here. Okay. Well, why couldn't you spend another $2 to put the styrofoam in? Well, because of our price point, did this, that, and the other. And what's the result? The result is I like this one, and I'm not too fond of this one. And that's the difference.
But when you open it, if the quality of the toy is the same as Columpio, then it's really not a problem.
It isn't. But let's just say I happen to be one of those guys that keeps everything sealed, which you can tell I'm not. But if I were, the styrofoam would be more to me.
Well, you know, that's personal preference. But you're right. You're right.
But you're also right, too. It doesn't matter what you do. You're always going to have those that bitch and those that praise.
So it's the fandom is very fluid.
No, not our fandom. Our fandom is rock solid.
Well, our fandom is sane compared to some of them.
Ours is a semi-fluid that's liquidy.
You said semi.
Chunks just floating in it. Like it's just a big old fandom diarrhea.
Basically, we're a lava lamp. What you're saying is we're a lava lamp.
This analogy eludes me. Go ahead. Let me hear it.
Yeah.
Go with it.
What?
I'm trying to figure out how our fandom is like a lava lamp.
Our fandom flows from one thing to the other. We all share a very similar state in the fact that we all like Transformers. It may be a different. It may be Robots in Disguise. It may be Beast Wars. It may be Beast Machines. But they're still all Transformers. But there will be times which things will crash together that don't work. And but we're all still in the same fandom. And there's times when things are flowing, but we're pulled apart by different ideas, like animated. Animated pulled a lot of the fandom apart because of the design aesthetics. But we all flow back together again for Prime or Rescue Boss, whatever the case may be. So sometimes we're all compressed together, sometimes we're stretched thin, but we're all still Transformer fans.
While I don't 100% agree with your analogy, I agree with your, I guess I'll go with hypothesis. So that'll work.
I'm still going to go with diarrhea. So.
That's an excellent word for 9:32 on a Friday evening. That's an excellent word.
That's because I'm not an old man. I'm not ready to go to bed.
I'll go with that hip.
Hey, you work for my company. How you feel at 9:32 on a Friday afternoon?
Yeah, don't tell anyone else. But that's beside the point. Okay.
Another thing I found interesting was that exclusive they had. Was it Axis?
Oh, the black repaint.
The shattered glass, Erector or whatever?
I don't think it was supposed to be. I thought it was supposed to be a homage to the, the GoBots?
No, that was Stax.
Okay, Stax, okay.
Stax was the Red Ranger homage.
And what was the black one a homage of?
That was basically,
or was that brand new?
No, that was basically shattered because that was the Pipes version of that pair of molds.
I thought, now didn't they do a, didn't Hasbro do one in the, the E-Hobby set? Wasn't it a black Pipes? Let's see if I can pick that up. And I know they did something like that.
No, Pipes was in the GoBot set that they did.
Well, they did an E-Hobby.
Yeah, the E-Hobby GoBot
mini-bot set.
Yeah, but I can't remember.
And I thought it had a black Pipes in it.
Yes, it does have a black Pipes.
It does. Okay, well, what was the name of that one?
Yeah, who would be an homage to, though? The black Pipes.
I can't remember offhand.
Well, maybe the name would give us a clue, but I can't.
Hang on, I'll look it up while y'all are talking about it. I'll look it up.
Well, I found it, but I don't have the name. So, yeah, if you could find the name.
Yeah, well, once I see it.
That's what I thought it was a homage to, was the E-Hobby one. But then again, that one has an orange chest, and I don't know. I thought this one was all black and silver. Let me see if I can find that. All right. So the it was the TFCon 2014 exclusive. Let me see if I can find the images of that. There it is. Yeah, it's all black. Got a little bit of purple in it, actually.
Here we are.
Does it state what the homage was to?
Yeah. Well, the GoBot characters, it had to have been Road Ranger because the set was an homage to, this is from the folks at TF Source, their write-up. It was Bad Boy from Power Glide, Bug Bite, which was Bumblebee, Treads from Warpath, Smallfoot from Gears or Swerve, and then Road Ranger must have been from the Pipes mold.
But Road Ranger wasn't black, was he?
No.
I thought he was blue and red, wasn't he?
Yeah, he looked like Optimus Prime, kind of.
Correct.
Well, you know, again, that's why the names were put on the packaging, because that's a very fine line. Because Hasbro owns the rights to the GoBot names, but not the likenesses. So, because all that still belonged to Takara. So, GoBots is kind of a touchy situation as far as what they can do with it.
Interesting.
Yeah, so, right,
which is why we won't ever see a resurgence of GoBots like we did back in the 80s with a lot of like generation-sized GoBots or something like that.
We won't see a GoBots-themed set like those Maka sets have been floating around for several years.
Right. Because there's a lot of robots that came out in the past few years that could easily be turned to GoBots. Easily. So, I mean, it's like, you know, as many times as they've done that Seeker mold, that's an easy leader one that they can do in two different colors.
Yeah. You know?
But it's simple.
Yeah, but also with DX9 / Unique Toys doing Salmor in green and black, and they've already had a teaser for a leader one style figure, so you know we've got that to look forward to as well. But yeah, Tobias, I didn't get either one of those molds myself. Did either one of you guys pick up the TFCon exclusive? Did either one of y'all get those?
I'm gonna be sorry and say that I totally forgot until it was too late, because I planned on picking up the black one because I thought it looked good, but I did forget to get it. I also planned on picking up a Pestilence too, and I didn't get that as well. Which I'm sure they're long gone. Which, by the way, if anyone wants to know, that's the that was the KFC, what's that called, Tiger Paw or Steel Paw, where they had it
Iron Paw,
and it was in black and green.
Yeah, and they're also doing the Voltron set as well with them.
Has that been confirmed if they're doing all five, or they're just doing the black line?
I think it's just black line. I remember there being five shown, but it could have just been like a, if we do all five, this is what it looks like. Sorry, I'm multitasking here. I apologize, guys.
Yeah, we hear your phone.
I'm going to ask you
ring, 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 banana phone.
When it comes to TFCon Chicago, the Mastermind, what's it called? Mastermind Creations? The ones that did that awesome Predator King. They were showing off the Azalea. What's it called?
What? Azalea.
Azalea. Yeah, okay. Yeah. And I think there was three variants of that one. I'm sorry if you have talked about this before, Aaron.
No, I'm just trying to figure out. My problem is I can't remember all the names. They keep coming up with these spin-off names, and it's kind of hard to remember them all.
It's
RC, sort of a.
Yeah.
I guess it's supposed to be like an IDW version.
Yep. I'm just curious if anyone got a closer look at them.
So RC's a chick with swords now. Just seems to be a thing.
Let me see here.
Dead Air. This is always the best.
Dead Air's bad.
This is always best for the audio listeners. They just
they're like, what the hell was that? We're all trying to find something, so the hell with it. I ain't gonna find it. All right, if you all find it, great. All right, that's okay. All right, since Plasticon, since you've been quiet, go. It's up to you. Fill the air. Go.
He's frozen. What happened?
Yeah. He's always like that.
Well, he's frozen because he couldn't let it go.
I guess not. So we'll go by the next person, all right? The next in pecking order is Massey. Massey, go!
Massey is in the litter box.
All right, then you're going to have to talk for him. Go.
Live from the litter box.
It's Friday night! Oh,
yeah.
Wait a minute. That's not right.
Okay. Azalea. Are we still talking about Azalea?
I was trying to find pictures.
Okay. Yeah. The Azalea Mastermind is IDWRC.
All you old people can't find stuff fast.
No, I just can't spell.
The version at TFCon was the same mold, but in what would have been early prototype RC colors before she was introduced in the movie. And then there's two new ones coming out, just listed. I believe at Captured Prey, great toys, great prices, great service, CapturedPrey.com. That are a Alita 1 variant and another one based on the female Prime, and I apologize to the listeners who like Prime Nova? Nova? It's the one from the book that came with the giant Autobot face. What was that?
Yeah,
you know, we've all seen it. It's the one that came with the Autobot face that slides open. The Covenant Prime? No, that's not the Covenant.
Just keep talking.
Yeah. Anyway,
keep talking.
The lady that was one of the 13 figures that Primus created came with the Forge of Soulless. Soulless Prime was her name. And
we'll go with that.
Was a blacksmith making weapons for the first 13.
Yes,
and I believe that's what the other Azalea repaint is, because I believe she does come with a hammer. So either she's the new Thor, or she's Solus Prime. Put a cape on her, you probably can tell the difference.
Okay. Well, that's a picture.
I posted a link in the chat. All we see is black.
All we see is black. Okay.
All we see is black.
I know that one.
Painted black?
Yeah, let me see here.
Goodness. Hold on. The young guy will get it.
Technology.
Professional podcasting at its finest.
You know it.
See it?
Where did the A-track go? That was the time.
Oh, shoot. There it is.
Well, I actually had the Star Wars on A-track.
One. This says... This is the right one, right? Yeah.
Yep.
So that's a good picture of it. It's pink. It's white. It's RC.
Pink.
Yeah, but they also got an exclusive variant, I think.
Yeah, the...
Black.
Yeah, there was a... let's see, where was that one?
Yeah, actually, PR did a review of the...
Oh, I can't go back.
Now, I
found... Bam! Got it here again.
Contemplating again.
Okay. I did find the... over at Captured Prey, I did find, I'm putting the link in the chat, that is for the Alita 1 version. And let me get the one for Soulless Prime.
So this looks like a Digibash.
Digimon.
Or a, it's just a 3D render.
I believe that's what most everybody has out right now. That's why I've seen accompanying most all the pre-orders at this point. And then here is Solus Prime. But right, so they do have distinctive weapons.
Oh, and that has the
basically it's a forge.
So that, it has the one from the actual cartoon and not the one from the book. Because it looks different in the art from the book.
So I'll be honest, you know, since I am bypassing Azalea myself in favor of Generations RC, I'm planning on getting the US version and the Takara version, obviously. I will probably be getting the Alita 1 version just to have it as Alita 1. But,
and then Hasbro releases Alita 1.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure. Well, I mean, we're all, if they can retool Prime RC into Chromia and it look that fundamentally different at a glance, they could easily redo the RC into Alita 1.
Yeah, very much so.
So, Tobias, what do you think? What do you think as far as the way the figures look? I mean,
well, I think they look great. I think most of my creations had a lot of exciting reveals. They had some prototype for one thing.
What was that?
I'll just go by saying that Mastermind's creations, I went with their Predaking. Out of all the ones that were out there, and everyone knows there were plenty,
yeah.
I thought that their interpretation was the best, and it showed all the attributes of Predaking, so I was very happy with that. As far as RC, for someone without a RC fetish like Don, it's okay, but to me, I didn't care for it. I didn't care for it.
What, the Mastermind creations or the Generations version?
Either. The Generations, I didn't care for at all. The Mastermind creations, I know that there's going to be a better interpretation out there of RC. I just think there will be.
You know, I'm hoping people have asked me on Twitter, now that you're getting your RC, what are you going to do? And it's like, I don't have my Masterpiece RC yet.
Exactly. You haven't found the be-all. Now, to me, the Mastermind creations, Predaking, it's the be-all in my opinion. I think it is the best interpretation I've ever seen of Predaking. Now, does that mean 5 years down the road they make something better? Maybe. But as it stands right now, that to me is the best Predaking I've seen. I can't say that for the RC.
Well, I'm the same way. Bruticus is probably the one character I just love the character design. I've got most all the versions of Bruticus, except for Battle Gaia. Of course, I would love to have a Battle Gaia. I'm not that crazy. But I have the Fans Project Atom kits, and I thought they made the Energon Bruticus look remarkably like a solid set. Now, I didn't think we'd seen anything better than that. And then...
Yes, absolutely. This set's going to be... the best.
Yeah, Warbitron. And that's going to be a phenomenal Bruticus.
Well, but unlike you, Bruticus is one of my favorites. It's actually my favorite combiner. I absolutely love that character. But unlike you, yes, Battle Gaia, yes, I will pay the money. Unfortunately, there's none out there for sale. Otherwise, I would have one. But, yes, Warbitron is, and I can just tell by looking at the individual characters and how close they represent, how articulated, how well made they are, that's going to be an awesome set, and it's going to be very, very hard to beat. I mean, like I said, 5 years, 10 years from now, are we going to know? No. I mean, there might be something totally different, but the Predaking that I have by Mastermind's Creations, yes, I think that's the best one out so far. Warbitron, I think that's the best one out so far. So those are the ones that I'm keeping.
Well, look at the advances we've gotten in the last 3 or 4 years taking Mastermind as an example. Claws hurt.
I was going to say, I don't remember a claws hurt, but that's
like,
okay.
I was like, what's going on? I'm sitting here looking up. I was like, who the heck is Battle Gaia? And then, so I'm not watching the screen.
Shame on you!
But I bought.
I'm young.
I did buy the first Hearts of Steel Optimus Prime because I love that design for that character. But the first figure was a letdown. Sorry, but look
no
at
need
Master,
to be sorry.
But look at Mastermind with what they did on the Annihilator version. Then they went to the Hearts of Steel airplanes with Starscream, Scarlet, Thundercracker, and that Tri-Wing design. Then they did Cyclops. And now they've gone and done Feral Rex. Look at that one company in 4 years, where they started and where they are now. Imagine the entire third-party industry having that same bell curve kicking in 5 years. There's no telling what we're going to have.
Man, I remember when that Heart of Steel Optimus was just a garage kit.
Oh God.
I remember that, too. Yep. We never thought it would get made.
For weeks, I was debating on whether I was going to spend the money for that garage kit because it looked so good. But
none. And now,
I wish Mastermind would go back. And again, a lot of these companies don't want to go back. It's like we mentioned about the Fans Project reissuing City Commander. City Commander is now old technology. Yes, it still looks great, but I would like to see them reissue it for some of these Optimus Primes we're getting, like the 2-pack Toys R Us Prime with the Chrome, just to have a matching trailer set for it. But it's just the fact that I lost my train of thought.
Don't lose that. That's a train you'll never get back.
Completely lost my train of thought. I had something I was going to go with that, and I cannot remember what it was.
Brett's awesome! That's what you were going to say. I knew it.
You're almost as awesome as Massey.
No, I'm not going to go that far. I will not go that far. I'm not that brave.
What are you showing us, Tobias?
Well, I'm showing some other pictures from TFCon.
Oh, yeah.
That's some other interesting.
That is one of the Decepticon Justice Division characters. Those that read IDW will know more about that than I. But he does transform into a sniper rifle.
Yeah, I think that looked really cool. Yeah.
And I think the figure in the background is a version of Nova Prime.
Yeah,
that's also coming out.
So I think they got their really interesting stuff going on.
Have you guys seen the? I'm trying to remember what company it is, but there's a company that's making another six shot and a slammer that both transform into robots, but six gun. Sorry, yeah. for the Metroplex,
yeah,
and they're smaller.
Yeah, I saw that, but I didn't actually get a chance to research the article before the show, so I saw it, but I'm not sure.
Sorry, I would have said more, but my internet keeps flicking out about every 5 minutes.
I was just shocked that you were actually talking. Usually I see you like this. That's usually it. It's frozen.
My internet is horrible. It's just horrible here, man. I'm like, God, I might as well just be like.
That's okay. Every time you freeze. Every time you freeze, we're just going to blow up that picture and do little doodles on the screen.
Or we could insert little Wile E. Coyote signs in front of him, you know.
Yeah, we could go the less X-rated version and go that. I was thinking something the other way, but that's
when
okay.
When you said insert, my brain
Mike knows what I'm talking about, but we're not going to go any further than that.
Keep it classy, Megan. That's way to keep it classy.
Whoever said this show was classy. Whoever said it definitely hasn't heard it. That's all I can say.
I'm pretty sure this show was founded on the idea that we weren't classy.
Is it one of those things you couldn't make it anywhere else, you came here? Yeah. So.
TFYLD, the classy show.
Yes. Yes.
Yep. Well, have you heard about that new Transformer?
We have posh British accents.
Yeah, the Swedish doing the English accent just doesn't cut it.
No, I know.
Yeah.
But a lot of third party stuff at TFCon. Some stuff, like I said, it was nice seeing some of the stuff in color. We saw mech toys.
Wait, you're not colorblind, so nothing's in black and white?
Someone closer than me smack him.
Unfortunately, I don't think anyone is, but give it a minute, his internet will drop. So
you don't have to worry about it. But for example, the DX9 armor for Prime, it was nice seeing that in person in the color. It was Make Toys. I'm going to give them props because I've got some of their stuff. I've got Quantron on order. I'm looking at giving Utopia. I've got the Battle Tanker, the original Battle Tanker. So they've had a good solid run of toys. I have to say their quick switch that was shown at TFCon. My God, they made quick switch look awesome. No other character could use those colors, red and cream and teal, and it looks incredible. They did an absolutely phenomenal job on the way that looked. What did y'all think about that? I was really impressed with the way they made that, because I think that character, I wish I had a greater love for that character, but the toy, even as Six Knight does improve it a little bit with the color scheme and a little bit of chrome, a little.
But I have no idea what you're talking about right now.
I do.
But I love your passion for this toy. I have to see a picture of this.
Well, let me try. I've got some, but I don't have anywhere to upload it to. Let me try.
It's been a while since I heard someone being so passionate.
Well, the toy itself, I mean, I've seen pictures of it, and I saw it there at the con, and I was like, it's pretty incredible.
I mean, it's just that they made Quick Switch of all characters look that good. I mean, it's basically taking a sow's deer and turning into a silk purse.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is with Quick Switch in the first place is his G1 toy is complete crap. It honestly is. I mean, I've got him. I love him, but it's horrible. Well, there's like every piece of kibble that hangs off of him could possibly be in the way. Yeah, and it's like it was a bad way of trying to do a six-changing robot. You know, I mean, Six Shot was great, but doing Quick Switch was, it was very odd. And even in the Six Knight colors, like you're saying, it just didn't really help much. But this thing looks cool, and I'm excited to see what they're going to do if they're actually going to do a Six Knight out of it. I can see them doing it.
I see a couple of still images, but I don't see an actual, like, a picture of the case, unfortunately. I have some on my phone, but I don't really have anywhere to upload them to. But I haven't got a website to upload them.
Okay.
Yeah, what I'll do, Tobias, is I'll try to upload one in the next day or two and just email you one so you can see what it looks like.
Absolutely.
But one thing I was going to bring up and let y'all guys talk about, I need to step away for a second. The two Defensors we have coming out, night and day to me. I don't know what y'all think. But,
I mean, the one that's currently out that a lot of people's been getting is very interesting. I do like it. The is it TFC?
Yeah, TFC is doing Prometheus, and Make Toys is doing Guardia, I believe is the name.
Yeah. And Prometheus, from what I've seen, because I've watched Ben's Collectibles, he's actually done reviews of those as well.
Oh, really?
It's great. It's actually a really, really awesome toy. And I saw, I forget what thread it was on Facebook, but they were posting pictures of it in a base mode, almost like a repair bay mode. And that Prometheus looks, it's great. That's a nice solid toy. The one of the promo shots I saw that they put up, they actually had MP10 sitting on the back, as if, you know, he's getting a friggin' piggyback.
Yeah, I remember that.
It holds MP10 just fine without toppling over. So that's just telling me, you know, at least, you know, it's going to have some decent stability. Especially as big of a fire engine as that thing is. It's huge.
Yeah. I mean, the ladder is like almost 2.5 feet long, I think.
It's pretty comparable to Hercules's Dr. Crank. It's very close. Actually, I think it's a little bigger. But it's a great toy. It really has a lot of cool features. So, I mean, it's probably one of the must-gets, especially for those guys that really do like their defense force.
Yeah.
And the Protectobots don't get enough love, and I'm glad they actually decided to do something with that. Now, I'd love to see if they do Guard Guardian.
Oh, Guard City?
Guard City. Yeah, that's it. Guard City. That one. I would love to see that done in those colors. That'd be great.
Now, I did find I found a good picture of Hydrant, which is their hotspot. I'll put that in the chat. I was looking for a good picture of Prometheus himself, but I haven't seen one yet.
You obviously don't follow Ben's collectibles.
Well, it's
really good work, man. You need to follow him a little more.
Oh no, I did there for a long time. I just for some reason all my stuff got reset one day at YouTube, and I haven't added everybody back yet.
Look him up on Facebook because he's got a Facebook page.
Okay. But yeah, there's Prometheus there. Which is probably a lot more interesting than the last Prometheus we got.
Yeah, I mean, this thing, it's great. I mean, it's a humongous bot, too. It's they say that it doesn't really fit in with your Masterpiece line, but it more or less fits with the, you know, the Generations. It really fits that aesthetic because it's like every one of the smaller bots actually are about that size. Now, I'm kind of curious of what they're going to do with the
I'm still muted.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here trying. So I pulled up pictures. I have the picture up. And I was trying to say, yeah, it definitely looks more blocky like what's coming up with Combiner Wars than what you would see on a Masterpiece shelf.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing, you know, with Combiner Wars coming out, how big are these bots really going to be? I mean, I know they're nowhere going to be as big as the stuff that everybody's in for third party, but...
Well, I mean...
Are they going to be like deluxe size figures? Are they going to be slightly smaller than deluxe? Or are they doing with this? We don't even know yet.
Yeah, it's, you know, they're calling it 4 deluxes and a Voyager, but we've seen how small the deluxes are getting. So I really don't know...
Well, From what I've heard from the Toy Fair, the Combiner Wars combiners are quite large. I think I heard they were taller than Jetfire.
The new Jetfire?
Combined, yeah.
Okay. Well, that'd be kind of cool if they actually were a little taller than him. Because, you know, I'm really curious if they're going to do that. I think we were kicking around the ball the other day and, you know, talking about if they were going to do, like, exclusives of them or anything like that. And honestly, I can probably see them doing Amazon exclusive G2 variants of those things.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then for, like, the BotCon stuff, we were thinking, okay, well, if they got that Optimus that's coming out that combines, maybe they'll release the other 4 counterparts for Masquerade as, like, a... BotCon thing, you know, because I could see them doing this, because this is what I mean, honestly, I think that's what the fandom needs. We need combiners we can get hold of that don't cost the entire wallet that we have for like four freaking months because, you know, it's
expensive. So basically, you want combiners that don't cost an arm and a leg.
Well, yeah, in a sense. But yeah, I mean, if you think about it, if they were to do that, you know, it'd be an easy repaint for them to do with these. And there's so many different things they can do with these molds. And on top of that, hopefully they're going to release some more variants. Like, I hope they give us a Bruticus. You know, I want to see them give us like a Predaking, like.
Well, being that being that Blades is just a white
vortex.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we're getting.
I'm sure we're going to get a Defensor. I'm sure we're going to get a Defensor. I'm sure we're going to get, you know, a Bruticus probably next, which would make sense if they were to do that.
Yeah.
I want to see them go further than that with this line. I'm really, like, banking, like, please give us the the weird ones. If you give us, like, a Predaking, retool that thing and make freaking, like,
that'd be awesome.
Instructor or something out of it. You know?
Give us a Predaking that can scramble city with everyone else.
Yeah, and I was also thinking the same thing with, Devastator. If you got the smaller bot that forms the chess piece,
well,
you can technically do six for Devastator.
There is a lot of speculation that they likely will do Devastator because I think they're supposed to make a new Prowl figure. Has that been... And a lot of people are speculating that the Prowl will combine with Devastator because of IDW's comics, of course.
Well, that makes sense. But, I mean, the way I see it is, like, you know, during Prime, we got that Target exclusive that was Abominus, but it was almost in Monstructor colors, you know, and all the translucent bits, but it looked more like Monstructor. But they didn't call it Monstructor. And I'm thinking, you know, with even with the continuity and stuff they have in IDW, I mean, Monstructor's in the IDW comics. Why wouldn't they take one of these and make like a, you know, make an Abominus, make a Predaking, and then do a little bit of part swapping and a little bit of retooling and give us like a Monstructor out of it or something? Because these bots have more recognition now in the United States than they did 12, 13 years ago. Some people didn't even know these things even existed back then. So that's the thing we're seeing is we're seeing this resurgence of a lot of Japanese stuff, hence the MP, you know, Star Saber. So yeah. That's what I'm seeing. Because my whole thing is like, look, a lot of the Japanese stuff is getting more recognition. There's a reason why you can't get on eBay and just grab any Japanese stuff anymore because everybody knows it's worth a lot of money now. That's not one of those things you can't just jump in and say, oh, well, I got $45. I'm going to go buy this because, you know, somebody doesn't know what the hell it is. You can't do that. You have to have, like, a good wad of money to say, I'm going to go get this particular Japanese toy sometimes. So that's what I'm seeing.
Yeah. The one thing I'm hoping for the new Combiner Wars, other than just getting all the regular Combiner that we
turn into Soundwave.
He's kicking out of there.
I hope we get. It may be a BotCon exclusive. I don't know, but I would like to see the Stunticons recolored as the Autobots to get like the Masquerade.
I said that. I could see that as a BotCon exclusive.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear that. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
you're zoned out. Did you fall asleep?
He's.
You didn't get your bowl of coffee.
I didn't have my. Well, I'm gonna fix that right now. I'll be right back.
There you go. Get your bowl of coffee. There you go. Get you one of them big bowls of coffee there, old timer. We'll hold on to the place for you. All right. Now that the old guy's gone.
Well, I mean, think about this. If if Hasbro's smart and they're going to take these molds, and you guys know what they're going to do with these molds, think about what they did with the Bruticus mold that they came out with. How many different variants of that thing did we get? Was it like six?
Yeah, there was a lot of them.
There was like six different variants of that. So think about what they're going to do with this line. I mean, there's a lot of stuff they can do.
I don't think it's going to be as drastic. Because Fall of Cybertron Bruticus was pretty much the test market for what's coming out next year. And so I'm thinking, I mean, who knows why they decided to release six versions of it, but Hasbro had to say, well, they'll buy six versions of this thing, then we could do a whole line of combiners. But I highly doubt we see as much saturation as we did with the Fall of Cybertron Bruticus.
Well, I mean, this is my question. And you think about it, when Generation 1 Metroplex came out, it was during a time they had nothing but a bunch of combiners. It's kind of like they did the combiner thing, but those combiners didn't have nothing to do with the Generations Metroplex that came out. But now we got the Generation Metroplex that comes out. Then they're going to do Combiner Wars on top of it. So, you know, there's probably going to be some kind of hidden gimmick where, you know, some of those robots somehow combine into the city mode, which is probably something there. Because there's a lot of stuff that's engineered in those things. We don't even know what the heck happens yet. You can kind of tell that transforms, but there's certain ways to look at it that you really can't tell every single solitary bit. And that's what I'm thinking. You know, it'd be easy for them to do a hot spot out of that. All you got to do is do this strap-on thing that goes on the back of the truck and give it a ladder, and there you go. And then if they wanted to do like a G2 variant of it, they could. And then, like we were saying, like a Guard City as a BotCon exclusive set or something. And they could do the same thing with the Bruticus. Bruticus, they can release in the normal colors, the G1 colors. If they wanted to get really crazy, they can try to release it in those three different colors out of RID as Ruination. Seriously.
I'd go for a Ruination.
Right. And then you would have some people be like, oh, well, what about Battle Gaia? That will become probably, you know, either a BotCon or maybe a store exclusive that you get online. Because there's all different things they can do with these things. And then you got to think about the Takara releases of all this stuff, too. Yeah. So there's going to be variances out there and probably tons of them of every one of these combiners if they go crazy. I've been crossing my fingers and hoping to God they give us a Lyo Kaiser because I want one. Mm-hmm. What the hell? Seriously, yeah. Everybody wants it. Even Megamus knows everybody wants one of those.
Yeah, everyone wants one. Everyone.
I don't even know what it is.
Masty even wants one. Everyone wants one. And if Headmaster Don was here, he'd say he wanted one.
He's got one. But, I mean, the thing is, Cybern, if you saw this robot's got a lot of gimmicks that none of the other ones have.
Yeah, I know what that is.
There's a come on. They turn into guns. They turn into animals, and they, you know, click onto the chest to make, you know, the robots even more fuller. You got all these six vehicles that turn into robots that combine into one big robot. I mean, it's literally the ultimate combiner, and I really don't see why Hasbro wouldn't want to try to go for that. It'd be interesting to see them try to work in that Breastmaster gimmick or some kind of thing.
I guess it really depends on how well the previous, like, Japanese-only characters that they brought into the Generation lines have done. Like, I don't know, Black Shadow, how well did he do?
Well, from what I gathered, Thunderwing and Black Shadow both sold out pretty easily. Because a lot of people knew about those pretenders, but they couldn't find them. They couldn't get one because they're too expensive, so they got those as variants, and they were great toys, you know? And I didn't see very many of them just floating. What did you say, Tobias? Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. And of course, it depends on how well the first series sells. We might not see a continuation of these combiners if they don't sell.
The only thing I'm worried about the combiners right now is that the way they have the waves broken out, you get the two Voyager figures, the main bodies, but then the wave is broken out into three Autobots and one Decepticon, I believe, and then three Decepticons and one Autobot. So you can't complete your Superion in one go, and you can't complete your Menasor in one go. You got to wait for another wave.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know that it was separated like that.
And they are doing that.
And we had brought this up on RFC about how we're all going to help each other try to find these figures, because we all know with that kind of assortment ratio, it's going to be difficult for everybody to, unless our sponsor like Captured Prey or BBTS or Chosen Prime or whoever, unless they, because you know, remember a couple of months ago, they said Hasbro can do special order cases by single UPC items. So if they open that up to retailers being able to buy full cases of, say, Aerial Bots or full case, and then they make a set of Stunticons or a set of Aerial Bots, it's going to be hard-pressed for all of us to complete these sets at retail. Yeah. Basically, it's going to be DC Universe Classics all over again, trying to build do the build of figures.
Yeah, especially if the case assortment is some strange combination of, like, you only get one of the Decepticon and then two each of the others or something like that. Then yeah. Throw something off skew real fast.
Yeah, it's like
that would be the case.
Yeah, if you get like two Alpha Bravos and two Slingshots and two Skydives, then you get like one of this and one of that.
Yeah, I mean, next thing you know, you have like an Energon scenario where Superion Maximus doesn't have two limbs because you can't find the wave.
And anything that's a parallel to Energon is not good.
Yeah. So I'm really hoping that Hasbro handles this well, because growing up, I've sort of had a mixed, you know, love-hate relationship with combiners, because it was hard as a, you know, teenager, a young teenager, a kid, collecting combiners, because you had to have all five of them to really make it a set that was to get the maximum play value out of it. And most of my life, I've never finished a combiner. I mean, the first finished combiner I had were the was the yellow landfill set, because that one was easy to find. The camo ruination, because that one was everywhere. I mean, those were the first two complete combiner sets. Before that, I always had odds and ends and bits and pieces, and was never able to finish anything. I think the next combiner that I completed after that was when I got, you know, like, I got my Tripredicus from a friend. You know, I bought it off of him. And then after that was Fall of Cybertron Bruticus. I mean, it's sort of a spotty history with combiners. So it's really sort of got me worried that this next year of generations can go really bad, where I'm going to have like a half completed Superion, and then I'm going to be like, well, I give up.
Now, this may be something you already talked about before. I know you were talking about the Asia getting the combiners first. Were you talking about from Robot Kingdom or in general? Because Robot Kingdom's apparently listed Generations pre-orders that are supposed to be shipping in early December.
Early December.
That's what I'm seeing right now. that Combiner Wars and Leader Class figures will start shipping in mid-December, and there are pre-orders up now.
It seems Jason dropped. He was the one that was talking about it earlier.
Okay.
According to what he said, that, yeah, they will be getting them in December before the U.S., so they're actually going to hit Asian markets first.
Yeah.
Which sort of kind of sucks, but it's like half not surprising. Usually it gets really weird around Christmas.
Yeah.
We get a lot of new stuff released and then nothing released for a really long time. But also it's not surprising because Hasbro has been really pushing that Asian market lately. You saw in Age of Extinction where they featured a large part of the, movie in China. So it's no surprise.
Right here, I'm looking at one of the deluxe waves right now. It's going to be your Fireflight, your Alpha Bravo / Slingshot, your Drag Strip, and Skydive. And the first, then it's just that's a set of four figures there. So, again, like y'all were saying, it's going to be three of one and one of another. Then the next one will be the reverse wave as well.
Yeah.
My question is how long it's going to be between these waves, because, you know, a lot of people are very impatient. They're not going to want to wait for this stuff.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to say this. I'm hoping if there are, our sponsor kept your prayer or any of the stores, if there's any way you can work with Hasbro in getting and creating full sets, again, I know there's a lot of logistics that can say that, and we don't know all. I mean, Magnus, you probably, having dealt with a lot, with you running a business yourself, from a logistical standpoint, you could probably elaborate on if this was even possible or not. But if all these online stores, if they can try to work with Hasbro in getting full cases, like basically a gift set kind of set. I mean, not a gift set. I'm just saying you can go in and buy Minasaur in a set of five, or you can buy Superion in a set of five. That would probably help a lot of people.
It would, but it depends on how – I know this. It actually gets all the way down to how they're packaged.
Yeah.
If they're actually – each case assortment actually has a specific number to where they could break it down. It has to do if you're trying to change anything, packaging, if you're trying to make, like you were talking about, changing them all to be Autobots for the particular episode, stuff like that. You're talking about more money and tooling. If you do any tooling, which, FunPub, they harp on this, one tooling of one like head costs a lot of money overall. Even for their short run, and they do make a lot of figures, but still, in the grand scheme of things, especially for Hasbro and Takara, that's a short run. Mm-hmm. So for a company like, Captured Prey, Big Bad Toys, Mega Toy Fan, all of them, unless you're talking in the thousands, you're talking, well, even in the thousands, you're really talking about a small order.
Right.
So small order, price goes up.
I was hoping
price goes up for the distributor. Price goes up for the individual, and right. No one likes that.
Well, I was hoping maybe that they could somehow work this in with, like I said earlier, the Hasbro create on a per UPC code item that they could do special ordering based on specific figures. I didn't know if that, because we mentioned this before. So I don't know if that'll
right.
play. I'm not sure if you could mix that with this or not.
I'm not as versed as some of the other guys. But it's my understanding that generally how like Walmart gets them distributed is how they send them. And I don't think you can get, I want 50 Silverbolts and 50 Motormasters, but I don't want all the other stuff that comes in those assortments. And if you think about it, even back, if you remember when Fun Pub at BotCon had, remember when the Wind Chargers were doing really, really well?
Right.
And they were selling them in sets, but to buy that, you had to buy all the crap with it.
Right.
I would say it would probably be difficult.
Yeah. I just remember when all that first came up, the thing that I remember the discussion was that it was the same thing as if Big Bad went and ordered another case of Battle Unicorns. That they could go in and do that with this new program. If they wanted just a case of Battle Unicorns, they could order that. And that, again, you know, that's something that I'm sure
you're right. Big Bad Toys did make it to where they got cases of Battle Unicorn. I don't know how they did it.
Yeah.
And I also remember they went quickly on clearance for like $2 or $3, but that's a side point. I do remember that.
To be honest, when it comes to these online retailers, most of them, if they're going to, like, say BBTS is going to sell, you know, the entire set, what they're going to do is they're going to take the ones out of the kits and they'll set them aside until they get the full sets. And then they'll send those sets out to those people that pre-order them. But that's the thing. If you're going to want something like that, then you're going to have to jump on pre-orders because they're not going to sit there on 8 cases of these things and only half the stuff sells out of them and the rest just sits there and then goes on clearance. They're going to put the stuff together. They'll probably put a lower price on the stuff they know that isn't going to sell very well and possibly cost a little bit more for the combiner just to offset the price because that's what some of these companies do. And some of you guys out there I know that don't agree with this, but guess what? That's reality. That's business. Suck it up. If you don't want to pay the price, then go to Walmart and try to find the things.
Well, how many times did Big Bad get an assortment of toys in and the Bumblebee was already on clearance when the wave was released?
Right.
I saw that.
And they're playing full retail for a figure that you get a clearance, and they do that just so they can get everything else in the assortment.
Yeah.
That happens. But unfortunately, you could say that the cost is distributed to the other ones, or you could say that that's what they were always going to pay them for, and so their profit margin drops on the ones that they have to reduce, however you want to look at it. Overall, let's just go to simple economics. If they're spending more than they're making, they're not going to stay in business very long. Simple.
And that's why I was talking about like some of the some of these are probably if Hasbro does it the right way, and hopefully they do the gift set thing like they did with the Fall of Cybertron Bruticus. If they decide to do like a G2 variant or something, they release it in some crazy box and it's like an Amazon exclusive or something like that. Because more than once they've released something to Amazon and you can only get it through them.
Yeah.
They're going to do that. So people are going to have their radar on that and be like, look, I can get this through this. And to be honest, myself, if they're going to do what they did with the retail version, everybody knows they released the G2 version on Amazon the same time it hit in retail. So a lot of people just went for the Amazon one because they wanted that crazy variant versus the one they can just go pick up off the shelf. So they make their money back. Yeah. It just depends on how they distribute this thing.
Before we get back on topic, how many people actually saw the Wrecker sets in stores? I bought the only set I've ever seen.
I did.
Oh, that was the individual ones, right?
Yeah.
I think I did. I don't remember how many were in the set, but there was 5, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I did. Okay. I didn't think they were that hard, and they were at Walmart.
I saw them a couple times.
Okay.
Yeah, they were simple. They were simple repaints of Bruticus, right?
Yeah.
Well, yep. They were retools.
Yeah,
well, they were retools. I just thought they were repaints.
No, they were repaints.
And they all had new weapons.
Yeah.
Ow, you little ass!
Hey! Don't call plastic on that. All right, I will not take that.
He
can't help it. He's an ass. We all know he's an ass, but we don't tell him that.
I know. Come on.
Jeez.
So did they still combine?
Yeah, and the name is Emerite Zeron.
Yeah, I actually have them up on my shelf.
Oh, well, that's going to do us a damn good bit of good, and we can't see it.
Yeah, I'm not going to pull them down. They're not combined.
Whatever.
I wasn't trying to.
God, you're no fun.
I wasn't trying to drag us off topic. It just was something I wanted.
Massey, attack him. Get him.
He is.
I meant Michael. So.
No, he's
sideburn.
See, I'm getting those hard bumps. You know, when a cat gets mad, they'll bump up against your leg real hard.
I don't know.
You just gotta punt them away.
We went.
That's what I would do.
He also just scratched the hell out of me with my shirt. That'll hurt. Anyway, back on top. I'm sorry. No more Massey attacks.
That was a Massey break. You have just witnessed a Massey attack live.
Live here on
there we
TFYLP.
Go. Live on TFYLP, Massey attacks.
Oh, let's see. What else do we want to cover, though? I know we've covered all the recent stuff.
Do you guys want to cover these new rescue bots?
Oh, God, no. Oh, Jesus.
Okay. I will put this out there. I am pretty close to actually buying the Jumbo Rescue Bot Optimus Prime because it's 22 inches tall, it fits in with your freaking Shogun Warriors, and it can hold any type of Transformer weapon because it has 5mm points in his fists.
Okay. You need to convert that so it does have shooting fists. That'll be the
That's closest. Very true.
You know, you need to do that.
I agree. I agree with that. It is a badass toy.
Yeah. And also, I'm going to say, if anyone, with there not being a Transformers show on the air right now, if you've not gave Rescue Bots a try, go ahead and try it. You might find yourself actually liking it. It's simple, but it does have its charms.
I bought all of these. These are fun.
Yeah. I mean. And along those same lines, anyone who is hungry, if you would like some spam, it will keep you alive. That's the same premise as watching this show. Right? it'll do you, but it doesn't really fill you up. You know, it's not very good.
Right. Okay. All right. Now, before our Astro Train of Thought derails again.
Oh.
And y'all thought I just saved the best puns for RFC. Nah.
I was just saying, this comes from the old guy.
I punish them. In the name of the moon,
right.
I will punish
you. You punish and enslave.
Yeah. In the name of the moon, I will punish you.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Okay, what's
next? So we're winding down. What else? What else we got? We got to either you know, pick it up or we got to get out.
Okay. Well, right. How about we do this? Then how about we talk about what figure made us buy a third party for the first time? And what is probably our favorite figure?
Oh, jeez.
No, I'm just saying there had to be one figure that made you decide to do it. And if that
Now, wait a minute. Now, wait a minute. I will say that in reverse.
Don't you guys know that's a no-brainer for me?
Most people, I swear to you, most people it'll be this. I'm going to say about a third party that was announced that made you want to buy the figure. And that has got to be the Ultra Magnus armor set. It has to be. That was the very first third party to where, I had to go out and hunt and try and find Ultra Magnus, which in turn is what made it escalate in price. And then I'll even go so far as to say the second one, of course, which would be Protector Armor. And then you had to go out and hunt Rodimus or Hot Rodimus, whatever they're called.
Yeah.
Now, who here cannot say, I mean, who here can say that they did not go after those pieces specifically for those armor sets?
I agree.
Oh, shut up. You're too young. Not you, Tobias. No.
What? Oh, thank you.
I was yelling at the hand raising.
That was the most backhanded compliment I think I've ever heard.
It was, but I stopped him real quick. That's not. I was looking at one, and I heard him talking about, oh, shit.
Yeah. You made my day.
Anyway,
yeah,
Tobias, you were saying before you were so rudely interrupted by the hand raising and me yelling.
Yeah, I agree. I tracked down Rodimus and got the armor. But the first thing that I got, speaking of combiners, was a Fast Project accessory kit for the Bruticus. I think I got the Revenge of the Fallen Bruticus. That was originally Energon Bruticus.
Right.
Fantastic yeah. set from Fast Project.
Oh, yes, definitely.
So you're saying 100% a kit that you bought specifically because you bought the toy first?
No,
not the other way around.
You know, I won that toy. Actually, I didn't buy it. I went to a Nordic convention, a Transformers convention, and I entered some competition there, and I won it. And after that, I thought, what am I going to do with this? And I discovered Fast Project's Snowman accessory kit, I think it was.
Yeah, oh yeah, for Superion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. When those...
For Superion, yeah, sorry. That was later. It was Bruticus first.
Okay.
Right, Bruticus and then Superion came there shortly after.
Yeah.
And then they had the Snowman kit was I think it was a TF Source exclusive.
Yeah.
It was just all in white. And
really
they didn't
nice.
Do one for Bruticus, did they? They didn't do one for Bruticus.
No, another Snowman.
And it made those crappy Energon repaints a hot commodity around that time.
Yeah, especially as horrible as they were.
That's what I mean. I got this toy and I thought, nah.
You can say it was a piece of crap.
Yeah, it was a piece of crap. But now, it's a splendor.
Now it is a wonderful sculpted piece of crap.
Yeah, it is.
There you go.
So, yeah.
Sometimes you just got to run crap through your Play-Doh machines and come out as a star.
Crappy. Okay.
That's pretty poetic.
That's beautiful.
But the first fully fledged third party toy that I got was actually Mastermind Creations that Hearts of Steel. Optimus.
And that was.
Wait. Did yours break?
No.
Oh, there you go.
I got the second run of it.
Okay.
Because he's not ham fisted.
Amp fist.
It's very delicate. Delicate man.
Yeah, I got small fingers.
Have you met that guy? Come on now. Have you met that guy?
He's got hands like, yeah, I don't know.
Well, you know.
Time pits.
Well, you know, Megamus is exactly right because, I mean, how many people bypassed or they didn't even get that target set that had Ultra Magnus, then it was Skywarp. Then armor came out. And then you started hunting every target in the world
sure.
trying to find that set.
And I guarantee the majority of people did what I did. They looked at Ultra Magnus and went, I don't buy that whole armor pull off. He looks like Optimus Prime. So I don't want that damn thing.
Well,
and then when they had the armor set, you went, ooh, I need to go back and get that.
I think at that time a lot of us were still feeling Dream waved out. We were just so done with them, and we didn't want any. And they're the ones that made the whole White Prime thing a thing.
Well, right. The Skywarp was ugly in that set. It wasn't the best.
Yeah, it wasn't the best, but it was our only interpretation. So if you really wanted, if you were really going to buy it, you bought it for the Skywarp, not the Ultra Magnus. And it wasn't until later that the Ultra Magnus became more popular than the Skywarp.
Yeah.
Now, for me, I was like Tobias. I got that Hearts of Steel Prime. I got the first version. Mine didn't break, but it doesn't pay together as well either. So there's that. But that was the first figure, again, because that resin, that garage kit that was so expensive, then all of a sudden, boom. You know, here is a relatively affordable version. I still have it. It's just, I wish
I don't know if it was
back.
All of a sudden. That was like a 12-year gap or something like that, was it?
Well,
or 10 years?
They were at BotCon 1 year showing off the prototype for that Optimus Prime Hearts of Steel. And the guy asked me, if this is successful and it was taking a survey of everybody that was there, what do you want to see that we do next? And my first answer was the Hearts of Steel Shockwave, because I'm a big Civil War Naval. I love Civil War Naval stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And he was a double paddle wheeled Southern ironclad steamer. And he said, you know, it won't be in scale. It's like, I'm a Transformer collector. I don't worry about scale. And that's probably my, I don't, well, okay, I'll put it like this. Cyclops and Kronos look so great in robot mode. I really couldn't choose between them as far as looks in robot mode. But I think the better toy is going to be the Cyclops. Because, I mean, it's just such an incredibly looking, great looking piece. And that's probably
what can't go wrong with those ironclads. I mean, the ironclads are just cool.
Yeah. You know, so that's probably my favorite third party that I have to date. But my first was the Heart Steel Prime. You want to attack me again? You'd be a good kid.
Get on.
Hey, I don't help with the peanut. Look at this. You can't tell. He's already scratched me about a 2-inch long scratch on my thumb.
He has all these battle wounds after one cast.
Yeah, I'm thinking about doing a Patreon just for the alcohol and Band-Aid bills. Yeah, that's, you know, but I will say this, I will add this. If anyone has not bought a third-party figure, they're worried about jumping into this pool, I have a suggestion. If you're looking for a great third-party figure to get started with to see whether you like it or not, Mech Ideas came out with about 2 years ago, guys, their versions of the Jumpstarters, Apex and Gemini. And you can get the set for most anywhere, and I haven't checked lately, but it's about $70 to $75.
Sometimes shipping. Cheaper than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
you're right, it's a solid set.
It's a solid set. So I mean, and there's a lot of people that are record fans that are trying to make records, completed records, displays. This is the Geminis version, and here is the Apex, which is their Oh, yeah, cool. Twin Twist.
There you go.
Yep. Yep. So and if you're
cards.
Yep. And also for the fans that like unique stuff, they redid those as the Argentine colored cards as well, but they are a little more pricey.
Right. And then Captured Prey did an exclusive set for the what was it called? Paw. It was Pounce and Wingspan is what it was.
Oh, I never saw that.
Hold on.
His bag of infinite holding strikes again.
Hold on. They're all the way in the back.
That's okay. That's all right.
He does this just because he wants to show everyone his butt.
No, I just, you know, if you want to look at my butt. Yeah.
I don't.
That's up to you. All right, here's one. Painted by yours truly. And there's the other one.
Yeah, because the Apex mode does have the wings, which would make a good wingspan, like a little flying hovers assault tank.
Right, and there was a way to modify the guns to make them a little more like the Gen 1 counterparts. Although, I guess it would be Pounce. Pounce's guns, you basically just chopped them off, so they weren't as good. But, you know, anyway.
Are those still available in some fashion, or are they just all secondary market now?
They were all secondary market because they were a do-it-yourself kit.
That's the kit you had. That's the kit you had at TFCon, was that it?
I didn't have it.
Okay.
I didn't have one, but I picked mine up from Capture Prey. He had a few left over, and I was able to get one. Basically, what it was is that some people didn't make it to the show, so he offered them a refund. So he had a few left. But they do show up from time to time on eBay.
Okay.
They're a little bit more. I think they're right around I'd say $100.
But you get two of them. But it wasn't painted. It was basically like a customizing class at BotCon.
Right, right. You would get the figures that are in this production color, which is, if you look, the coloring is, let me see if I can get over there, most definitely different. It is a light blue as opposed to blue. And you would get all your paints, your brushes, and everything that came in a little, you know, the kit.
I got you.
So, and the stickers. There was actually stickers for it. And I think he even threw in, like, you got, like, a bonus, like, a an iPhone case or something like that. I mean, he threw in a bunch of extra stuff, too.
Yeah.
So it was really neat. But, yeah, they Pounce and Wingspan, which I think he called it Paul and something else, but it's Pounce and Wingspan is what it is.
That's cool.
And the same transformation. It's a good transformation. And like you said, especially if you're diving into the third party, I agree with you. This right here, and they're pretty cheap, and they are a solid figure, a lot of play value.
Plus, good picks. Plus, if you're a record fan, it can help. It helps make you complete your records.
Well, that's the other thing, and this set actually came with it, and you didn't mention that, but it also came with. I don't know if you could see it on the camera, but there was evidently in the comic, one of them gets damaged. His face gets damaged, and they actually did that.
Oh yeah, I don't use that head, so I forgot.
Is it focused enough there? Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
So it even has the damaged head. So yeah, just a little nod to the comic.
But you know, if you start collecting third party, then you start doing stuff like, well, I need this version to go with my BotCon Rodimus.
Correct.
Sold out
and
everywhere.
Then, and then you go from one shelf to two shelves to one wall, because that is a big path to go down.
Yep.
Well,
absolutely.
Well, the thing is, when it comes to third-party stuff for myself, because I'm more vintage collector, my first one was the X-Transbot set, basically it expanded your G1 Devastator to give it articulation, mainly because I didn't want to jump on board with the Crazy Debbie one because it was so difficult to try to get hold of all the parts, very expensive to get all of it, too. And I got the set. There's some people that had issues with it. Myself, I didn't have any of the issues that everybody else had. So I think it was just production runs of it. But that was my first kit. The second third-party thing I would say I purchased was the it was called the Leaders the Matrix of Leadership is what it was called. And basically, it's an expansion kit in order to give your G1 or G2 Optimus Prime, a bay that a Matrix actually sits in, which basically goes over the seats that are in his cab.
Oh,
and God. Articulated hands, a jetpack.
And he's just pointing.
Someone screen capture that.
That's a great picture.
It was the best.
Someone take a screen.
All of us.
Screenshot of that.
It's not letting me click it.
I can't either. Actually, though,
this internet, I swear.
It's you like froze at the best. Second. You froze at the best, just like you do a jetpack like this.
Yeah.
And you just froze.
And
we're all going.
Let me continue before I fall off here again. It also gives you a better blaster, which is closer to the G1 cartoon blaster. It also gave you a Energon axe to put on, you know, one of the hands. Now I know they had a commemorative issue G1 Prime that came out with an Energon axe, but this is a little smaller. A little more detailed, and if you got the one like I did through BBTS, you actually got a bonus, either axe or gun in the thing, and I actually got a second axe. So I got an axe that's blue and an axe that's kind of a orangish yellow. It's really cool. It's actually a decent expansion kit. And the crazy thing is the backpack opens up to store most of those parts, and the backpack itself clicks onto the front of the cab, or not the front of the cab, but the front of the trailer, a lot like the G2 Prime does. So you had that option. It's actually a really, really neat set. The only thing a lot of people had issues with is with the fists. But to be honest, you don't even need to use those fists if you didn't want to. It's basically to make his hands open and close because the little matrix actually opens up. So it's like you hold it and it actually opens up, which is really cool, especially for something that's that scale. The next kit I actually bought was a
As we look up towards the heaven.
Hey, well, he makes it
too easy. He doesn't pause when he's like, it's all.
Why didn't we collect every screenshot of him when he's freezing? It's a masterpiece.
He was talking about the Matrix, and this is something that I just remembered. Actually, my first third party was actually probably long before the third party world even really existed. I got this from Tony Prieto at Tempting Toys and Collectibles. I think all of us go to BotCon. They all know Tony. They all know Tony Prieto at Tempting Toys.
Do we have to admit to that?
I've known Tony since, well, I met him in, well, I didn't meet him, but I was buying from him in the mid-90s. That's when I bought my God Bomber, based on the catalog picture, because I didn't know that what was in the catalog for Victory or Masterforce, that God Bomber didn't exist. I didn't know about that at that time. But it's a resin matrix. It's a small little holder, and you've got a resin matrix. It doesn't open. But it goes in G1 Prime's cab. You can't put the hands in the cab anymore. And it just fits right inside. And I must have bought this in 98, 99, 2000, somewhere through there. And I've had it all this time. So this is probably really what would really be the first third-party item, would be this little matrix for...
Do you have any idea who made it?
I can email Tony and try to find out and follow up, but he didn't have many of these. I remember, I think it was like $20 at the time.
I wish I could remember. Our very first one was, if you'll remember, when they had the Matrix necklaces.
Yep, I remember those.
And the main reason you got that was is because you took the little chain off and you had a Matrix. And they had a black and purple one for the evil Matrix. And then they had the regular colored one. So you – and I remember those came out really early. I'm going to say probably around 2000, maybe 2001. And I thought those were pretty close to being one of the first third-party widely spread – and I wouldn't call it a kit, but, I mean, that's where everyone got their Matrix from. So
that's
– yeah, didn't they have a commemorative issue Prime that came out with the Matrix on a chain like that a lot?
Yes. It also came with an Action Master Optimus Prime also. That was the New Year's Eve? Wasn't that what it was called, New Year's Eve Prime?
Yeah, the one they had the gold on the tires?
No, the Prime was the same, but it came with an Action Master Prime, and it came with a little Matrix, and it had a keychain, or a necklace, I mean.
Okay, that's where I've seen that before because I don't recall the necklace ones.
But yeah, they were dirt cheap.
But I mean, going back to what I was talking about,
2002.
But going back to the favorite stuff that I had, honestly, to be honest, my favorite third-party thing I bought is the Glacial Bots because it is a backward-compatible modern transformer that can work with your Scramble City. And that's the only reason why I absolutely love that thing because it fits in with the aesthetic. It doesn't look like it's going to, you know, stick out like a sore thumb. It's a lot like the Junkion Blacksmith Headmaster guys that came out with. They all fit in. It's very G1-ish and very blocky, and it fits with my aesthetic, and that's the kind of stuff that I'm more or less after, and that's why I kind of like Utopia, because it's very blocky. It's got that heft and that bulk and enough crazy detail, but it's not overly done. No. So I think that's the biggest reason why I'm actually really wanting to get that one. Now, the Scorponok, I'm really interested in seeing what the hell that's going to look like. That thing's insane.
Oh, speaking of Scorponok, as a side note, with the dollar to yen ratio being so good right now, that large size, super articulated non-transmitting Scorponok, is now down to about 370 to 390.
Holy shit, I skipped five of them.
So, I mean, the last time I looked, they were around 470 to 490. So it's down about $100. So, I mean, if anyone really was wanting those super size, like the Black Zarak, that thing would be like somebody. I mean, if you're looking for a great Christmas gift from yourself to yourself,
And you don't have a mortgage payment to make?
Exactly. Yeah. But I'm just saying, you know, that's with the yen being, with the dollar to yen ratio right now, and it being, it's a licensed item. It's still third party, but it's licensed. That would be a heck of a thing to get yourself for Christmas.
Yeah.
Or one of your favorite podcasters.
Mortgage. Need a roof over the head. Sorry. You lose.
But I just bring that up.
That's wonderful, but that thing's just way too overpriced. Sorry.
Yeah.
It is. And everyone knows it. Anyway. So does anyone have anything to add?
Is it my turn for third-party products? Let's see. I've only ever bought two third-party products in my life. That was the Unicron.com animated accessory pack. And the iGear Cuphead.
Have you found anything that those little handcuffs will fit on? Any figure?
I think they work on Starscream. But I mostly just have the Autobots holding them in their hands. I don't really use them.
I thought that was neat. It had the little things for Ratchet, and then I got the handcuffs, and I'm like, they don't fit on anything.
Yeah, I mostly just have, like, Jazz can hold it pretty easily in his hands, and Rodimus can hold the cuffs pretty easy, so I just have them holding the cuffs.
What was your other thing?
The iGear Cuphead. I didn't like.
You are a big spender, my friend.
Yeah, exactly.
I just broke the bank with those two.
No, I'll be honest. If I liked that cup more than what I do, I probably would have gotten that headset, because I do like the way the heads look. But that cup is just such a minor figure for me, you know. And apparently, I said something he's not going to comment on.
I was just going to say you would like the cup if there was two girls. But other than that, else has got to get that joke. Come on now.
Yeah. I do. I just wish I didn't.
Yeah, that's the problem.
I'll be perfectly honest with you, though.
We have spent so many years trying to
think. What, see that video? Just Google it. Go ahead.
Don't do that, children.
Don't. If you're under the age of 70, do not look up what we just mentioned, please. As a favor to us, our lawyers, your sanity, your parents.
What happens to people over 70?
What are you talking about? Go ahead.
If they're over 70, they may not like computers, so it's not an issue. Or if they do, it's something that they like. I've done that. I did that 30 years ago.
I don't know what you're talking about. You like computers. I mean, I don't know what you're saying. What are you trying to say?
I'm not 70.
69, 70, whatever.
Boy, and I'm laughing. I'm only 1 year
You know, if I want, I can go to superhero time and get better abuse than this.
Hey, guys, you're all old.
Oh, shut the hell up.
The child in the room.
The child in the room. You wouldn't even know what to do with the cup.
You know,
you wouldn't even know what to do with the cup, much less the two girls. All right, so I don't want to hear it.
At least Sideburn did not grow up with the special edition Star Wars in which Bruno shoots first.
Mm.
Yeah. That was Diecast's first exposure to Star Wars, was the special editions where Greedo shoots first. And we're trying to convince him how wrong that is.
And the stupid singing thing. A Sarlacc plant monster? Stupid.
Eat me. Or no, feed me. It was feed me. Seymour, feed me. That's what it reminded me of anyway.
I'm going to call you off later, Don, and say, hey, Don, have you seen that clip of those two girls reviewing cops?
They've got this cup.
I see that clip.
Here, click
that
here.
That was the last podcast for Don and Tobias. They were found.
I'll mail you a Massey.
Yeah.
Oh, look, Don sent me something. Death!
Yeah.
It's a Massey in a cup. What am I supposed to do with this?
Oh, God.
Anyway.
Look at my horse. But, my horse is amazing.
On to more important things.
Bed?
Think of any. Anyone else have anything else to add?
Nope.
Anything productive to add. Not reproductive.
Plus two is four. Five plus five is ten.
I will say this.
It's true.
Buy more plastic.
Yeah. If you choose to start looking at the third party, check your reviews. Check your feed in forums. See what people are saying. Just play it. I mean, there's a lot. Do your research on the companies. There's a lot of companies popping up. Granted, a lot of them do share a lot of the same designers, but the factories they use can be different.
Sure.
The plastic quality they use can be different.
Also, if they made a really, really wonderful toy, doesn't mean the next one's going to be just as good, Scoria.
Or, as I hate to say this, but Hercules versus Uranus. I mean, if Prometheus had come out directly after Hercules, I probably would have ordered at least the first one sight unseen. But after the issues with Uranus, which you wouldn't think would happen, I mean, no matter how boring the aerial bots are, which then they are, it was a certain level of quality with Hercules that just made the figure a solid piece. Their aerial bots did not have that.
Right. But like I said, there's other lines. Just because they hit one out of the park doesn't mean that their next one's going to be as good. So it's always nice to be the first kid on the block to have the toy, but you're also the guinea pig. So sometimes it is better to wait, see the reviews, see what people have to say. And I'm not talking about, you know, all the guys that review test shots, this, that, and the other, because sometimes those are hit or miss. I'm saying the ones that people get them, they got them, production pieces, this is the actual quality. This is the actual problems. Sometimes it's better to wait for that stuff. What do you guys think?
Well, you know, the problem is that it's like, you know, a lot of people that have purchased a Brainstorm from Hasbro in box, brand new, from retailers that already have in stock are reporting issues with the Headmaster gimmick not working, as far as when you try to take off Arcana, you can rip his head off. So there's going to be QC issues with any company. But, yeah, you know, pay attention to your reviews and, you know, just weigh your options carefully. I mean, it can be an expensive mistake, but it can also be a really unique piece that you won't get from Hasbro or Takara for how long?
True. That's what it comes back to. And everyone's got their favorite reviewer. So, you know, pick one. Go by their opinion if that's what you choose. But it's always better. You know, it's like I said, it's nice to be the first guy that gets the toy, but sometimes it's better to wait. That way you can see. Not to mention, how you were talking about a Hearts of Steel. You waited for the second release. Why? Because the first one had issues. So rather than go through the problem of switching them out or having to do a fix or whatever, you wait a little bit, get the bugs worked out.
Would you guys say probably the most important question when it comes to third party and you see a character you want, would y'all say the most, other than can I afford it, is how long do I want to wait before I get this officially? Would y'all say that's one of the main questions you'd ask yourself?
Well, the funny part is my answer. I'll be very ambiguous. I would wait as long before you thought it would go up. I would wait long enough to see if it's going to go down in price, to see if they have the issues worked out with it. But I wouldn't wait too long to where the demand's high and the price goes up.
And the supply.
When is that? You don't know.
Yeah.
So.
But it's really the same in all aspects of the hobby. I mean, even with Hasbro figures, sometimes you wait it out just to see how it is, and then next thing you know, it's either dirt cheap or you're paying double or triple the price on eBay. So
it's just once again, I mean,
it's just the nature of the
hobby. I've been in that situation before where you passed on an item, and then later on you're like, God dang it, I got to get that. And then you have to wind up paying more. It happens. I've also been on the other end where I was very quick to jump on it, got it, hated it, wound up selling it for much less than I paid for it. And had I done saw some of the reviews, I would have said, you know what, I'm probably not going to like that. So I would have saved my money that way.
Well, one of the perfect examples of some people kicking themselves for selling stuff was the Power Core Combiners Heavy Tread. A lot of people didn't know there were going to be all these expansion kits and stuff that came out. And, you know, we had those little World War II planes you can hook onto them and tanks. That came out well after the line had already pretty much toppled. And a lot of people were stuck spending $60 for a Power Core Combiner figure that literally cost them $15 in the store at the time.
I never even saw that thing.
Well, here's the funny part. Actually, when that kit first came out, if you were quick enough, you found those on clearance for $10. So it came out at the perfect time if you were quick to jump on it.
Right.
That was one of those things that just so happened. They waited until we're going to release this because there's plenty of them out there. They're shelf warming. And it worked out perfect, except if you didn't jump on it quick enough, it's when all the hoarders snapped them all up and they want to charge 2 to 3 times more.
And then the third-party powwow.
You know, he was going to say powwow. The third-party powwow that, in case you didn't know, all third-party companies, they get together and they have these powwows, and they talk about how they're going to make money, what they're going to do, blah, 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 blah. So
if they did
when he comes
that,
back, we're going to talk about the third-party powwows.
If they did that, we wouldn't have had three Predaking running at the same time.
Exactly. That was discussed in the powwow, in case you didn't know about it. Jason, are you back? Do you want to continue the discussion of the powwow?
And what I was about to say was a lot of people that they did kick themselves. You had Paladin that came out that had all those add-on bits for Power Core as well. So some people were stuck going back and trying to chase down the ones that actually looked really good with
what that. Jason's saying is buy every figure because you never know which one you're going to need.
Well, it's weird that you bring up Power Core.
I just say be patient.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you buy the toy, it's got issues. Wait maybe a couple months, you might see some third party guy hinting something that's coming, you know, come out for it. If you have the entire line and it's for that one specific character, and you're like, okay, I guess I'll hang on to that guy.
But wait a minute now. You never know. And the reason I say that is let me ask you this. Who all knew that Grant was coming out?
I had no clue. I walked
no one did.
Yeah.
No one.
I told you.
I remember Orson, we were talking about this at TFCon, and he couldn't believe, as a distributor, he didn't even know it was coming out. It just showed up. So sometimes these things just show up.
But it was a TF source exclusive.
Right. But explain to me how an exclusive can show up even before the announcement of the actual toy. But that happened.
Mel Brooks. The answer is Mel Brooks. The toys are in stores for anybody who knows about them.
Yep. So, what's the conclusion? Buy more. Buy more now.
Wait a minute. What's the conclusion? Buy what you want. I wouldn't buy too much of anything unless you think that thing's going to go up, and then buy it. And if you don't think it is, then don't buy it. But, you know, wherever you look at it, I mean, invest in stocks. It's going to be easier.
Yeah, you know? And also don't forget, enjoy yourself. This hobby is a hobby. Don't, I mean, again, look who's talking, obviously. But
that's a good movie.
Well, no, but he's right. I agree. I think you should enjoy yourself, and if not, and you have woes and stuff that's funny, send it to us so that we can enjoy it. So, you know, at least you're doing something productive.
We love to live in the misery of others.
Human nature.
That's why nutshot videos are so popular on YouTube.
This is the way I see it. It's like, look, if you're collecting a specific line like myself, stick with that. And then if there's something cool that comes out and catches your eye, keep an eye on it, because eventually you're going to end up probably snagging it if you really want that item. But don't go out there and buy every single solitary robot that comes out on the market because, oh, well, this is going to be the best thing next to sliced bread. And then like 8 months later, something else comes out that completely blows that away. So you're stuck trying to put it on eBay or Facebook or something to get rid of it because it's something you really didn't want.
Yeah, well, you know, a perfect example of that is Generations Universe Prowl Blue Streak and Smokescreen. When we got those Generation figures, we thought this is the best it's going to get. This is as good as we're going to ever get the Dotson Brothers.
Absolutely. Until.
So
until,
you know, unless someone has a TARDIS and can jump 5 to 10 years ahead in the future, then come back and tell us what not to buy, it's a crapshoot, guys. Just
what
enjoy,
did I say?
Enjoy,
so this was,
but exactly what did I say? Mastermind Creations Predaking. I keep it. Why? It's the best representation of Predaking so far.
So,
I might be throwing him up on eBay next year. Who knows? You
so
know?
This is what
I still like
doing.
My G1. I still like my G1. I like my G1. I'm sorry.
I know it's a brick, but
I don't care.
And I love Cronus.
It's beautiful.
I know he's got issues. But in robot
and,
mode.
Jason, I love selling those bricks to you. I love that. I love selling those bricks to everyone else. And I am a G1 collector too, so I do keep them. But still, I love to sell them too. I do. I really do.
So you this know, is what I, you do if you – oh, sorry, Dan.
No, go I'm ahead. Saying – as I say, no, I've got Cronus, and I know Cronus has issues, and he does have some problems with the production. But in robot mode, which is what I keep most of my toys in, he looks like G1 Skyfire, and he
– I agree.
For his issues, he is who I want. I mean, I like Generation Jetfire. But to me, that's a upgraded Jetfire. It's not Skyfire. That's Skyfire.
I wouldn't even go that far. I would say that he is – here he is right here. He's a decent representation, but he is nothing like Cronus. I agree. Cronus, so far, is the best representation. So far.
In size, in aesthetic. You know, it's just, you know, there are some issues with plane mode. There are some production.
Well, yeah. I mean, does the plane mode kind of look like the show one? Yeah, but it's not good. It's just not good. Especially if you can actually get him into that mode. So.
Yeah. But anyway, you know, enjoy it. Weigh your options carefully, and see what happens.
Absolutely.
I say you just buy sample groups of everything. Like, if you're just starting as a collector, you buy sample groups of everything for the past 30 years. And then
send your therapy bills to Sideburn 2 care.
No, and I then, was just – well, go ahead.
And then you have a nice sample group, and then you decide which one you like, get rid of the rest of it, and you just stick to that one thing.
Or you just buy ponies.
Because you're going to get to that point in your collecting anyways. You're going to get rid of stuff.
All I was going to say is if you are just now starting, if you are a new collector.
Get out.
Okay. Now, I'm just going to say, where the hell have you been for 20, 30 years? I mean, Jesus criminy. But other than that, you know, collect what you want. So, on that note, anyone else got anything? Anything topic related? Anything tropical related?
I got this guy. He's pretty cool.
Oh.
I saw him. I didn't pick him up. I mean, what are your thoughts on? And by the way, it's Generations Roadbuster. What are your thoughts on Generations Roadbuster?
I like him.
Well, that's a good way to start.
His vehicle mode is kind of tricky to peg together. But see, I always liked the look of G1 Roadbuster, so I always wanted one. So,
would you say a fair representation of G1?
I don't know. I've never had it, but
you said you just saw it.
It looks a lot like him, in my opinion, and I always wanted one. So when I had to get this when it came out, because it's sort of like Skids. I always wanted it, that G1 figure, but of course never had the chance.
Overall, do you think the figure, I mean, is it good posability? Does it look good?
Yeah, its shoulders don't connect. His shoulders.
Oh, it's got a Blitzwing problem.
No, his shoulders swivel out, and then the chest folds are right in front of it, so it doesn't come apart like Blitzwing's, but there's a lot of play to him. And so they kind of wiggle around just a little bit too much. It's almost more of a thing where it feels like someday while you're clicking his shoulder joints back and forth that his whole arm is just going to snap off.
And then we'll know why his shoulders hurt.
Then you're going to know why that figure's worth so much, because everyone broke it.
But I like it right now.
Good.
It's got lots of guns. Right.
Tobias, any words of wisdom?
No wisdom at all. Just silly.
Any words of stupidity?
Yeah, I was thinking about someone should start a YouTube channel and reviewing Transformers. Only like 10 seconds clip where say, this toy, it's good. This toy is crap.
You know what? I would totally subscribe to that.
Yeah, me too.
I actually do like that.
And the first 7 seconds.
Hey, you gotta remember.
Just the intro.
You gotta remember, I do have a YouTube, and I will do that. You know what?
No, that's a good idea. I love that.
Hey,
out of the blue, you grab something. You go.
And
G1. It's a brick. Yeah. Crap.
Yeah.
All right.
Here's the cool thing.
Informative.
Here's the cool thing. If you really want to compete with this, it's not bad, but – and then just leave it at that.
Yeah, that's even better.
I don't know. I kind of like the – just hold it up and go.
Tune in tomorrow.
We do have a YouTube page, Tobias. I mean,
there you go. From now on, stay tuned for Tobias's – is it crap or not?
There you go. It's just TFYLP.
TFYLP. Is it crap or not?
Yeah. I think that's a great idea.
We just started a spinoff. Hallelujah.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
I like it.
And the most important thing is we have to have a 7-second intro. Really long intro.
That's longer than the actual review.
To a 2-second
crap.
And then what we can do is, Tobias, if it's a figure you really are ambivalent about, you just don't know, you don't care about it, do the review in Swedish.
Yeah, I have a YouTube channel where I'm doing reviews in Swedish, so yeah.
So it's like.
Then how I cuss.
No. No, you just, if you like it, you do it. If you don't, you do it. And if you're indifferent, you go,
It's crap and not. And be done with it.
Uh-oh. Like this.
No, it's crap or not, so he just goes, or.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then at the end, we can rate it by Massey's. I give this one 3 yeah. Massey's.
Massey attacks.
And if you really don't like it, it's like the cat. Meow, it's attack.
Yeah. Crap or not. We have a
like that,
license, Seth.
Hey. You guys out there, we're licensing it. It's ours. Can't have it. Is it crap or not? It's ours. Done.
I'm doing the first review tomorrow.
In the books.
And if Tobias is going to do this, you've got to do it just like the guys do for Swedish mealtime.
Oh, by the way, I just got support. I just got support by Duron. Duron just texted me. He fully supports this. This is done. It's in the books.
Yeah.
In the books.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
Guess what? Founder said it's there. I'm
going it's there.
Founder.
It's done.
It's been voted on. Sorry, guys. This is a live thing, too.
You were here when TFYLP was changed forever.
That's right. Join us in crap or crap or not.
Okay, I'm doing it.
This is crap or not channel.
Okay. I wonder how many hits you're going to get. That's going to be awesome. Anyway, as we always say, it's a first here, all right? You can wait, and I'm sure Tobias will come up with some crap and not, and that's what's going to happen. Tonight we talked about just a bunch of crap or not. And what we felt, we got to see a cat attack. Hey.
Here's the first one. Tobias, is my internet crap or not?
Yeah.
Well, actually, what we got to see was we got to see Plasticon pray into the heavens.
Yeah.
We got to see him point.
And he's got excellent jazz hands.
He has fancy jazz hands. But just, don't give him crap. Or not, because he does have a great personality, great jazz hands. He has a sucky internet. So, I mean, it's just the way it is. We got to see the return of Tobias with a wonderful new spinoff that he is going to host. And we are going to support him wholeheartedly. And we got to see Cybird 2 make his triumphant yet young return.
Sports
from the heavens.
Generation 2 has returned. You got to remember, this is Cybern that's done in Cheetor colors.
That's right. So,
if someone wants to give me a Cheetor sideburn, I would be ecstatic. I mean, come on.
I will have one in the works for you, sir, and send it directly to you.
Yeah. No, you got to send it to Tobias first. Yeah. It has to go to Tobias so he can tell you if it's crap or not.
Yeah. Okay. That's going to be a Christmas special.
Yes.
With all the snowing in the intro and everything.
And remember, there's nothing scarier than Energon Generation 2.
All right. And on that note, I think I'm going to close it down.
Number 129.
Headmaster Don?
Be sure to check out our sponsor, Capture Prey. Great toy, great prices, great service, CaptureProy.com and MegatoyFan.com, who can be found in most CD dives and backroom corners and
anywhere else you get your plastic crack, of course.
Understood. Out of
funk. You know what? I wholeheartedly support that statement.
He's probably got a coat. He opens it and says, "Hey, I got your pretenders right here. Man, you Power Masters? Check it out, man. Japanese Power Masters. Always."
That's right. I got the good stuff around the corner. You know it. Sideburn 2, anything? Absolutely nothing. Nothing from him. He's like, I want no part of it. I was going to go straight to Plasticon, but guess what? Internet crapped out. All right. Tobias, you have anything?
Great.
It's great. There you go. What else can you say? Plasticon, anything for the win.
Anything for the win, yes. I myself, I've got a major project that's in the works. It is a secret project. Yes, I do. I know some of you guys have been listening, and you guys are trying to do some voice acting for me. Awesome. But I am in need of top spins, Generation 1 top spins. I'm asking for donations. Some of you guys out there have ratty old ones. I don't care if it's in bad condition. Send it to me. I will take it off your hands. That's all I got to say.
There we go. We have the what is that? The adopt a top spin. And,
adopt a top spin.
Adopt a top spin, and Plasticon's in charge of that. Just send him your unwanted top spins. I would even say Ratty Transformer. Send him to him. He'll make something out of it. He always does.
Send him your unwanted sideburns, and he'll paint them up as Cheetors and keep sending them to me.
That's right. I'm and then actually it'll make after it its way to Tobias. So there we go.
Yeah. I'm actually after a Armada Sideswipe. It has to have the mini-con, though, ooh, if you guys can send it to me.
Who's after Armada Sideswipe?
I'm after one. I want somebody a custom, and I need one. And I said I will not do it unless it's sent to me. So I need one.
There you go. Alrighty. There we go. We've gone through the woes of Massey attacks, of internet connections, you name it, we've gone through it. So I think we've beat this one dead, or at least semi. But anyway, so that's it for tonight. Join us again for another TFYLP Minute and episode and comic. And now we're going to do crap or not. So we're just constantly growing. Make sure you go to the Facebook page, because that's where you're going to see everything we're talking about. You know, we're talking about doing shows with voice acting, everything. You name it. That's where it's going to be. So keep watching. And respond. Let us know how we're doing. We might listen. Probably not, but maybe we will. So until next time, take it easy, guys.
This has been Transformers for your listening pleasure. A presentation of tftalk.net. We'd like to thank you for listening and ask that you please rate us on your favorite podcast outlet and share us with your friends. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at TFYLP. Email us at podcast@tfylp.com. This is Paul Lighting, and on behalf of TFYLP, we'd like to thank you again for listening, and we hope you'll join us next time for another TFYLP.
The countdown will begin this Sunday afternoon at 1, right here on the radio station you grew up with, Music Radio 138. Oh, fuck.
What the hell's going on here? Oh, geez, well, isn't it the last hour? We got another hour to do? Geez, I thought we were almost finished. Good golly, Miss Molly. Boy, this is fucking ponderous, man. Ponderous, fucking ponderous.
Hi, this is Casey Kasem. American Top 40 has moved to a new time. I hope you'll join me this Saturday morning and every Saturday morning at 2. Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication. And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio, and here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's come start again. I'm coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please. See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but goddamn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay, I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a fucking up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week. This is the last goddamn time I want somebody to use his fucking brain to not come out of a goddamn record.
that's up-tempo, and I got to talk about a fucking dog dying.